Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Strickland, who relays the ball to Nixon, who tags Lawler, who came all the way from first, for the out. Torgerson moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Smith reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and throws to second to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grant tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce has Colavito trapped. There's the throw to Phillips and over to Lawler, who tags Colavito for the out. Strickland moves to third. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Martin scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pierce, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon fires to second and picks off Torgerson for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison strikes out. There goes Smith. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Nixon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nixon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held strikes out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Strickland strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Power reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Power steals third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Al Smith. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Torgerson moves to second. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Johnny Callison. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Simpson moves to third. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.